unfavorable and inaccessible laws, policies and judicial systems. The breakdown of law and order during crises increases the vulnerability of women and girls to sexual violence, leading to more risks of unwanted pregnancy, unsafe abortions, and STIs, including HIV. Countries also impose strict laws and policies on certain groups to control their mobility and their sexual and reproductive functions. Given the complete lack of law enforcement and legal systems in these areas, violence against women and girls is unreported and unaddressed and has a long-term impact on their health and well-being. Systemic violation of SRHR through regressive and restrictive laws and policies, when conflicts arise due to strong religious, cultural and ethnic conservatism, reproductive rights of women from minority groups and marginalized communities are systematically violated through disparate applications of laws and policies. The Population Control Healthcare Bill. Note reference, 94. In Buddhist majority Myanmar seeks to control and restrict Muslim Rohingya women's choices in the number of children they want to have. In 2013, Myanmar also reaffirmed the discriminatory to child policy of 1994 on Rohingya families of the Rakhine State. Note reference, 95. Which rights groups said was consistent with the wider persecution of the largely stateless Rohingya, violating international human rights protections, and endangering women's physical and mental health. Note reference, 96. When conflicts arise due to strong religious, cultural and ethnic conservatism, reproductive rights of women from minority groups and marginalized communities are systematically violated through disparate applications of laws and policies. The policy criminalizes having more than two children, leading to an increase in women, pregnant with their third child, seeking unsafe abortions. Note reference, 97. These were in addition to the 2005 population control measures that enforce the use of contraceptives by Rohingya families. Note reference, 98. In 2011, an estimated 14.3% of Rohingya women had undergone at least one abortion and 26% of the women had multiple abortions due to restrictive laws. Note reference, 99. In the aftermath of the conflict in Goa. Note reference, 100. In Indonesia, SRHR needs such as abortion, access to treatment to HIV and other STIs for displaced women were completely denied. Note reference, 101. Owing to narrow interpretations of SRH services that were only confined to family planning and maternal services. Similarly, in post-conflict Sri Lanka, Tamil women were forcefully given contraceptive implants to control the population of the Tamil minorities. Page 16. Quote. Research by Fornify Rights found that random checks by law enforcement agents, encouraged by the state for record keeping of individual household members, are used as an excuse by security forces to commit sexual violence against Rohingya women and girls, including incidents of gang rapes and forced breastfeeding of babies in front of uniformed police and army soldiers. End of quote. Inaccessibility of legal recourse: many women and girls do not report sexual violence because of a lack of legal services, and when they are indeed available, there are no measures in place to provide safety and confidentiality of the victims. Note reference, 102. For Idiotes and refugee women, barriers also come in the form of a foreign language that they are not necessarily well versed in. In many cases, there is a lack of institutional policies to support the prosecution of charges against perpetuators of sexual and gender-based violence in conflicts. Note reference, 103. Constitutional guarantees allow blanket amnesty for military personnel and leaders, absolving them from any accountability for war crimes including sexual violence against women. Note reference, 104. Attitudes encouraging victim blaming and the culture of impunity for military still exists in many states. For instance, sexual violence perpetrated by the Khmer Rouge Khatr in Cambodia went without trial. Note reference, 105. Reporting such crimes or seeking justice is even lesser among women combatants, as they are perceived to have transgressed traditional and accepted gender and societal norms. Note reference, 106. In countries like Bangladesh, where women have testified before tribunals set up for war crimes, they have faced backlash and reprisals in their homes and communities. Note reference, 107. When the rate of ethnic minority women by the military was reported in Myanmar, the cases are heard by military tribunals, without transparent processes. Note reference, 108. And they often acquit the perpetrators.